you cannot drift tonight. The reason that you won't be able to drift, there's going to be a lot of shifting in the spirit tonight. Father in heaven, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated. Because I need to have this on tape for you. So, you're going to have to be alert in the spirit. You're going to have to be qualified to address what the Holy Spirit is going to say to you through what I'm saying. This meeting is about to go off the hook. There's a revelation that the Lord showed to me, and probably I've used it before in my personal life, but I never had the opportunity of teaching it. And tonight I will begin to release some of it. And it's going to speed everything up. Right? It's going to speed everything up. So you have to let me fumble around a while tonight. Let's just go for these two scriptures again. Go to Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2, and pay attention to it, because it will bring a clarity to the revelation you're about to receive that you never heard of before. I like to say that. I love to say that. who you think he is? You never heard it before. Row 3, neither row 6. I'll tell you when we get to it. You know it. You see it. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For behold, the darkness that covered the earth. Now that's something now. You see, you got a glory light. Light is used to travel through darkness.
Yes, sir.
And so you're wearing a spiritual glory light.
Yeah.
So no matter what the darkness may become or how dark it becomes,
yes, sir,
you still can see.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. People covered with darkness.
Yeah.
But the Lord shall rise upon thee. Yeah. And his glory, what shall be seen upon him? Upon Jesus.
Upon
the angels.
Upon me.
Upon thee. All right. Then let's turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 4. And I got to walk through this very carefully. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to get caught up in the spirit too fast and get to moving and you know what I'm saying? And don't say all I'm supposed to say.
Yes, sir.
So every now and then I'm going to interrupt myself. I feel it coming on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, y'all been praying. Yes. Jesus. The fourth verse said, therefore we're buried with him by baptism into death. Now it seemed like, and no, not only seemed like, it is like, that it's a type of dying,
yeah,
that has to be done,
yeah,
to give resurrection a chance to bring you here.
Yeah.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
So in the spirit, there got to be a dying and a resurrection,
yeah,
at all times.
Yes, sir.
When you get ready to go to another level in the spirit, you have to die.
Yes, sir.
And the other level is a resurrected level.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Make sure now, because you're going to have to die and resurrect tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's going to be so strong for you. You're not going to be able to handle it on a already level. We're going into fresh glory territory. I would not give the subject now. If I give the subject, it would hang you up too much. So therefore, we have buried him by baptism into death, but like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Notice that we should walk. All right, so what I'm saying is, if you're taken in a virgin territory, here's what we're going to talk about tonight, and then I'm going to tell you one secret that might shake the whole place up. The subject we're going to use is getting ready for explosive glory in your life. I see some of y'all had no expression at all. But you ask me, what is that explosive glory? Well, I am to let the Holy Ghost say it before I finish what it really is.
Yes, sir.
But he said, told me to tell you, get ready. For explosive glory in your life.
Hallelujah.
The glory here tonight is the Garden of Eden and heaven shaking hands. When the glory is given the right to manifest, you walk in the Garden of Eden again. And you're walking in heaven at the same time. On earth, now, in this life. Oh, man, come on. Come on now. The glory manifests the garden. The garden had everything provided. The days of heaven on earth. The glory is the highest form of living in the spirit that few know about. Oh yes, we talk about it, but who is written letting it flow with unshakable evidence? You're being called to a higher realm of living. The glory is a portable Garden of Eden with blood rice on it. Thank yourself for saying that. Ma'am, thank you. They act like they heard that before. Are you shocked? Let me read it again. Let me give it to you again. The glory is the highest form of living in the spirit that few know about.
Yes.
What I'm saying to you, class, this is a fresh revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It has the apostolic stamp on it.
Yes, sir.
That you capable of living in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, sir.
Everything provided. Just like it was in the garden.
Yes, sir.
Same God, same power,
yes,
same love, same strength. He's looking for receptacles.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
To make this earth shake when you pass by. And all they hear when you pass by the word, these words, packing, packing, packing. She packing.
Yes. Yes,
they don't understand it, but they know she packing.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Joy and peace and love and gold and silver and money and wealth and health and happiness and peace all ready for the flow. I'm ready to flow with it. Say, I'm ready to flow with it. Let the glory.
Let the glory.
All right, now let's shut up, sit down. Let me show you. Let's for a few moments. I don't know how many nights I'm going to teach on that. Let's for a few moments. Touch upon this. Let's go back over that prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to help set you up, all right?
Yes, sir.
Taking control of my soul because great things are about to unfold.
Yes, sir.
Your soul cannot go there by itself. You're going to have to tell your soul, shut up and listen. I'm about to go into another realm and I'm going to bring you with me. I'm going to stop worrying. I'm going to stop wondering because I know my Redeemer liveth and nothing can stop my Redeemer. I'm going to stop living this on and off life.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning and off Tuesday.
Yeah.
Every day is a holiday.
Yeah.
Every day is a glory day.
Yeah.
Every day is a victory day.
Yeah.
Every day is a winner day.
Yeah.
Every day is a powerful day.
Yeah.
Every day is my day.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to let your soul run you if you're going to flow at this level.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's get this set down. Let's get the next part. Placing me in places.
Yeah.
I've never been before.
Never been before.
How many of y'all ready to go there?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ready to go in places of God's goodness that you've never been before? How many of y'all are tired going down to Sam Street?
Yeah.
There's always more. Children, listen to me. Listen to me. There's always more. You haven't arrived yet. That little miracle you seen was just a little spot in the bucket. God got more miracles and more signs for you. What? All these religious routines stop the move of the Spirit. Look for something different. Look for something higher. Look for something stronger. Look for something clearer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you got to get these prophetic words in order to catch it, because I'm going to go through a few more scriptures. This glory that carries the Garden of Eden lives on the inside of me. This glory that makes blood manifestation lives on the inside of me.
Yes.
Wow.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
The glory is being in God's presence, expecting the supernatural. It just came. It just come up in my spirit.
Yeah.
Being in God's spirit at all times.
Yes,
don't care how you feel, because you know your feeling coming from your soul and your senses.
Yes,
no, that's why you got to have. That's why we teach it so much now that we've been trying to make faith work without grace.
Come on.
We're talking about ownership. What if I say you own all the gold?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at somebody and tell them I'm an owner. They done taught us so much about credit. You taught us so much about credit and wait 15 years and all that. We forgot we were on us. And we forgot the stuff they got is our stuff. The earth is the law and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if I could get to print the San Shinko Televisa, if I can get you to step into an expectation of the glory world, many prayers and many confessions going to be manifested. Now, I've been praying the glory angels down on this territory. They are in here. The one who was standing at the ladder, he's in here. And they were going up and down, bringing stuff from heaven. What? I say, he's up in here. Are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation? Are you an heir of salvation? So the angel's job are to minister unto you.
Yes, sir.
Every promise and every blessing that you know about is about to open up. Every scripture, oh my God, oh my God, every scripture that you have hidden in your heart, and you know you and God had an intimacy over that scripture, it's about to come through. All he needs to do is let his glory flow. Let his glory flow.
Hallelujah.
A combination, you packing a combination of the Garden of Eden and heaven on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
You ever heard that before? The Garden of Eden.
Yes.
And heaven. Is on the inside of me.
Hallelujah.
If anybody is supposed to live in the garden, I got the right to live in the garden. And I don't have to go back 1,000 years to live in it. The garden is here where I am. All I got to do is function in the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's go a little further. Because there's three words I want you to get out of this prophecy. You wrote them down, but I want them written on your heart tonight. The glory will be unmeasurable. Talk to me. Come on, somebody get excited, man. What? Unmeasurable? Unstoppable? What? What? You ain't gonna shout? What? I ain't no Catholic priest up in here. I'm prophesying over you. What you say, unmeasurable? What else? What else? What? So my life is unmeasurable. As I flow in the glory. So I can't complain to this. I can't talk to the university about my life.
Yeah.
I can't talk to psychology about my life. I can't talk to science about my life. I can't talk to the government about my life. No, my life is in the glory. Matter of fact, I'm hearing in the spirit, your life, because it entered into the glory, is about to tell another story. Your past is gone, your present is here, and your future about to manifest. Somebody say glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. And I found out God has no respect to a person. If you let him, he'll bless you. I think I'm going to let him go ahead and do it, me. I tell somebody else, I think I'm going to let him do it.
Hallelujah.
nobody will leave this house hopeless tonight. I don't care what you're going through. Tonight, you're going to be filled with glory. Shout. Shout. Listen, listen, my brothers and sisters. When I say shout, I don't mean this.
Uh-huh.
That's bouncing your head up. Shout. One of the things you have to know the flow is how to follow instruction.
Yes, sir.
See, we'll be in here, these ministers, all these ministers here, got pastors here and different office of ministers. We're ministering to you. We're trying to get you in line to flow with something that you never flowed with before.
Yes,
so we give you instruction, you follow instruction.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't be cute.
Yes, sir.
The glory,
the glory
is the Garden of Eden,
and
heaven holding hands
on
the inside of me. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my goodness. Now, if I never seen it, if I never heard it, I can't have faith for it.
Right.
But now. I mess around and come to this glory meeting and got insight that the same Garden of Eden that he had for Adam and Eve is on the inside of me, ready to be activated again while I'm here on earth. Living an unmeasurable life. Unstoppable life and unlimited life. God dog, man. Ooh, hallelujah. Then the prophecy says the blessings, plural, will flow like rivers, plural. So I'm saying to you tonight, the blessings will start flowing in your life like rivers. Then it says the floods of God's goodness will come in abundance. I'm flooded with goodness. So much that the world will be overwhelmed of the provision of God in your life. Now you got people in here now that's going on in their life. The world, they don't know how to handle it. How you got there? All my classmates are confused because I didn't pay attention in class. But I got a calling greater than my class. Come on, you coming to your class? I got a God greater than my class. I got a God greater than the smartest boy who was in my room. I know he's real smart, I received. I know he's real smart. But I got a God smarter than him. You too.
I do too.
It's a handful of $100 bills, yeah. Now, I don't know, Lord. You want me to stay here? Dreams will come to pass. Anybody here got some dreams? And visions will unfold for the half have not been told of what God had planned for his children. Get ready to get under the sprout. Every good thing is about to come out. I'm gonna do a part of this once because it's tricky. I want trick here. The walls of contentment are falling. The doors and gates of plenty are being opened. And he already said. The walls of contentment are falling. So nobody wants to live in a contained life. Ain't no excitement about contentment the same. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Same old thing. Same old sandwich. Same old place. I'm just sick of this place. You go sit down and look at what you want to eat, not the price. Then you give the waiter $100 and say, be happy. He said, the guy said, what is this for? I said, for you. Huh? He said, what? He said, you see it? I said, yeah, I know what it is. I said, be happy while you serve me. I don't want you saying, yeah, I got it. Then the bill came, and then you know you got they got where they you tip what your tip is, uh-huh. And so I put that on there and more than that.
Yes,
he said, sir, uh-huh. You remember what you gave me, right? I said, yeah, I remember. He said, you giving that too? He said, man, shh. And guess what that is? A seed. Now, the reason I kept reading this, the walls of contentment are falling, the doors and gates of plenty are being opened, it does not just say that. Anybody know what it say ahead of that?
Shout.
You got it. Shout, for the walls of contentment are falling, the doors and gates of plenty are being opened. Shout. Praise the Lord, and not to know him, and it's a kind of, well, you know it or not, all drifting in your life have been shifted tonight. You need to stop the key to the Lord. You need to start saying, I'm functioning in the glory. Therefore, the Garden of Eden in heaven is functioning in my life at the same time. God have not changed his mind about Eden. God have not changed his mind about heaven. God have not changed his mind about faith. So we in there. Then let's read, I guess he's want me to prophesy here. Step in.
Step in.
Look what it said after that. It's your time now. What did he say? What time is it?
My time.
Hallelujah. What time is it? When?
Now.
Shakatalabasa. I had to do the whole process. Don't sell her. Don't sell her. Put your feet on the pillar. It's time for the remnant to shine. You part of the remnant? Are you part of the remnant? Well, cut up then. Cut up. Cut up like you're part of the remnant. I'm 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 gonna cut up right now. I'm part of the remnant. I'm part of the remnant. I'm gonna cut up right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice here and the 2,000 of them online, you've been put and placed in a new position of revelation. 2,911 here say, we're a whole lot more than that. You've been put in a position for things to change overnight. cut up a little bit. Some, that's all I receive, sir. Receive. That's all. Businessman check. Hey, daughter. What'd you say? $5,000 seed. We paid the motor coach off in May. Here's a $5,000 seed. See, when you pay it off, you can sow more and you can have more. You about to pay some things off. I said, you about to pay some things off. You can't sit under this type of anointing and not pay nothing off. God Almighty, I'm gonna have to quit, boy, in a few minutes. Ah! God Almighty, hallelujah. I receive your seed.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am, I receive your seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm.
The Garden of Eden and heaven is combined in my life as I receive the glory. See, it couldn't come through nothing else.
Yes.
It had to manifest through the glory.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
We didn't know that was in the glory. The Holy Ghost revealed that the Garden of Eden and heaven both manifest in the glory.
Yes, sir.
See, we thought Eden had stopped manifesting because of what Adam and Eve have done. But Jesus brought the Garden of Eden back. So we got the Garden of Eden living. Jesus, is Jesus living on the inside of you?
Yes.
The Garden of Eden is living on the inside of you. Heaven is living on the inside of you.
Yes.
That's something the enemy don't want you to know.
Yes.
Come on. The enemy don't want you to know it. Yes, sir. I receive it here. That's fine, I receive it. Now, this is starting out. This girl here and her husband. I got to hope my whole family out. We're in a restaurant, in a cheap restaurant. They come to the table and give everybody some money. And then the lady come to me about an hour later, says, somebody, a lady and a man said to you, a man and a lady said to you and took the ticket.
Yeah.
I said, they tip you all and everything? They said, we got everything. it was $1,000-something.
Yeah.
They had eaten, they sat and waited till after we ate.
Yes.
To get the ticket.
Yes.
That's somebody want to sow that part.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if you watch how they dress, something going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Stand there. Waited on, you know, waited on $1,000-something because I had all my grandchildren, everybody with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes,
sir. Papa usually take the ticket, you know.
Yeah.
My goodness. Sit down a minute. I'm going to go back over some scriptures again. Back over some statement. The glory is a lifter. Now we see what aspect he's going to lift us in. The glory is a lifter. It is tangible. Now watch this. And it raised Jesus from the grave. If the glory could raise Jesus from the grave, he could raise me from death. If the glory could raise Jesus from the grave, it can raise me from lack. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The power of the glory that is already on the inside of you.
Already.
And at that time, when you get in the spirit, pray in tongue, praise God, being a good service like these, he gets stronger. The glory gets stronger and start manifesting.
Yes.
Something going on in some of y'all states right now for you. some kind of transaction. Yeah. See, in the spirit world, you can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You got to fade it out.
Yeah. Good. Yes, sir. Three.
Those opportunities are being opened right now.
Right.
As I preach.
Yeah.
Because as I preach, God got to back me up.
Yes, sir.
So something got to happen.
Yeah.
We ain't preaching just to shout, you know.
Right.
So I say, you coming out. Then it says here, the glory sanctifies. I'm going back over some things. The glory sanctifies. The glory puts you in a position to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
A sanctified position to be blessed.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Being in a sanctified position to be blessed. I receive.
We out.
You out. Yes, sir. I receive. That's $1,000. That's a company. These businessmen been sowing. We out, he said. Got on a check, we out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna drive them crazy at the bank.
Yeah.
What he out? What do you mean we out? You out the bank or what? We first start signing money coming, the bank workers, but they were saying it for us. Because they say, money coming.
Yeah.
That's what they for them to confess for us.
Yeah.
You can write all the other stuff on it. Why I can't write money coming on it?
Money coming.
Now, here's one. Grace, and that's God's favor. That's already provided for us. Precedes the revealing of money, of God's glory. Grace precedes the revealing of God's glory. Let's turn to Exodus. We look at a couple of scriptures, then I'm going to close. Been preaching about 40 minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get to think about the night, you won't go to sleep. You get to think about, man, I got the garden. Come on, son. I got the Garden of Eden on the inside of me and heaven.
And
all I got to do is let the glory for love you, son. Love you, son. That's $1,000 check.
Amen.
Is it a revelation to you?
Yes, sir.
Do it fit your spirit?
Yes, sir.
You see, the Garden of Eden wasn't destroyed.
Right.
Uh-huh. Adam and Eve just were put out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And God say, I know I ain't made this garden for nothing.
For nothing. Yeah.
So what am I going to do? I'm going to bring my son and let him die.
Yeah.
Reconstruct everything and put it on the inside of the people who accept my son.
Yeah.
And once they come to revelation, once they come to understand that they take the glory to walk in it.
Yeah.
All that I have.
Yeah.
All that I am.
Yeah.
The Bible defined the glory of God real clear in many places.
Yes, sir.
Especially in 1 Chronicles 29.
Yes, sir.
Some guy was giving like they was out of their mind.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, God comes to a revelation. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Then he got to say it on the end, why are we so much able to give is not because of us.
Yeah.
It's because of you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My. Let's read this scripture. Y'all can sit down. Thanks. Exodus 33. Mm-hmm. That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now let it function.
Yes.
You got it. When you hear something preached, you got to let it function.
Right.
You can't just get excited about it.
Yes, sir.
You got to meditate on it. You got to sit down and say, what?
Yes,
what did he say?
Yeah.
What? Lord, show me what he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all glad you're here. Now, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to hear this in no regular church.
No way.
You can hear a lot of scripture. You're not going to hear this because, see, revelation knowledge has to flow.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Come on. You know, you're not going to hear it. Watch your step, girl. Here's my daughter-in-law with a $2,000 check. Leroy and Chantel Thompson.
Glory to God.
Some of us, yeah, them children giving. Them children giving. Them children ain't broke.
Right.
I see to it that they're not broke.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I send all my grandchildren to private school. It's on me.
Yeah.
Come when it's time for the collect, come get the check from my wife.
Yeah.
I want them to be happy. I want them to be blessed. They've been with me. They've been fighting with me.
Yes.
So they're going to be blessed with me,
yes,
too.
Hallelujah.
I'll never be broke another day in my life. Take care of your children.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Let them be so happy.
Yeah.
See, I'm so glad I born to him.
Yeah.
You out.
Yeah.
I believe you. That's $1,000 check. I believe you out.
Yeah.
Well, got Kawhi in here now.
Yes, sir.
Well, I bet you I know some of them children happy.
Yeah.
Should have said, I love Apostle. Apostle, my man.
Yeah.
But I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
That's the way. Sometimes your next move is make sure your family taken care of right.
Yes,
sir. I see you.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's a certain level you can go to, but then there's a level that you got to bring the children with you.
Yes.
And when you do, he take you to another level. Oh, y'all done got quiet. I mean, you got deep up in here. Yeah, but he don't understand. That's why he don't understand. You don't make him understand. The devil can't rob my children. My children ain't going.
No way.
See you later.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We going to church. And I call him and say, why you in that prayer?
Yeah.
Grown men and women.
Yeah.
But then they ain't arguing about that. And then I let them. I left them long enough to understand it's God's doing. In other words, there are certain things everybody need to go through to see how to make steps. But then when it come a time that your children are submissive to you. You got submissive children to you.
Yes, sir.
And they worry about how they gonna make it.
Yes.
And you can make it happen.
Yes. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
I'm talking to somebody in here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all work with me now. Y'all work with me. Don't get upset.
Yes.
Don't get upset. And we're giving children no $20. And if you got a ministry, your children should be in first place.
Yes.
Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. I don't care who been with you, what they been doing.
Yeah.
Them children need to come up.
Yes, sir.
That's your seed.
Yes.
Oh, y'all better to hear your man.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Somebody gonna come in and override Leroy.
No way.
You better get another horse. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Boy, it's going out of me. Some people, man, he messing with my position. I'm messing with it.
Yes, sir.
But you ought to have enough sense to back down, get out the way, and let the family flow.
Yes, sir.
How I got over here, Lord? Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
And people, just like you're training them, my people have no problem. They know. And my son's going to preach. They know they're going to be here with me. They know if I leave town, I'll leave one. I got a lot of preachers, good preachers up in here.
Yes,
but they understand when I leave my son, I just left my son.
Yes, sir.
They understand who's going to take over when I leave.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't need to set you and wait on this church. It ain't available. You got to go to Buck. You got to go to Montreal. You got to go to Darnell.
Yeah.
Talk to Jesse, my son-in-law. He get backing up when I do something about preaching. He said, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You didn't do anything for me, but I, yes, sir. Shoot. That's enough.